Good afternoon, news time 12 noon. The snow showers have moved out of the area, but we're going to stay below freezing and winds increasing as we continue on this Monday. Veteran students and the general public turned out this morning in the Acuity Fieldhouse at Sheboygan North to honor veterans on this Veterans Day. The observance includes the reading of the names of veterans who have given their lives and also honored POWs and those missing in action. Providing comments was Sheboygan Area School District Superintendent Joe Sheehan.
We know as Americans there are incredible rights and privileges that we have that other people around this world do not. They didn't just happen. They happened in large part because of our veterans and their families.
This year's guest speaker for the event was Mike Liebelt of the Retired Enlisted Association.
Remembering veterans is not only the ones that are here, but remember we have veterans in nursing homes, VA hospitals, and such. Keep them in your hearts and minds. It's a pretty great place to live. It can only be better if we all work together.
The hour and a half program ended with the rifle volley and taps to honor the veterans who have given their lives. Additional observances in Sheboygan County took place in Elkhart Lake, Plymouth, and Utsburg. As for the national observance at Arlington National Cemetery, President Obama laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. The president also went on to tell the crowd that his administration is working to overcome the backlog of veterans applying for benefits.
We're going to keep reducing the claims backlog. We've slashed it by a third since March, and we're going to keep at it so you can get the benefits that you have earned and that you need when you need them.
In other news, a man was shot and killed by Milwaukee police this morning after he apparently tried getting into a car stopped at a downtown intersection. It happened around 7 a.m. Police Chief Ed Flynn said the man couldn't get into the car because the passenger side was locked. The man shot at the vehicle as it pulled away, and the driver called police and circled back to help officers find the suspect. The chief said his officers found the armed man inside the nearby Milwaukee County Transit Center and told him to drop his gun. The chief said the man made threatening behavior, and officers responded by shooting him dead. An investigation continues. A White Law man has died from injuries suffered in a weekend tree-cutting accident. Damon Ryan has more.
Manitowoc County Coroner Curtis Green has now identified the victim as 73-year-old Lee Fisher. He was cutting down a tree in the town of Franklin when the mishap occurred about 9:15 Saturday morning. Coroner Green said Fisher died at a local hospital later that day, and an autopsy showed Lee Fisher died of chest and spinal cord injuries. Green also stated no foul play is suspected. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
The state Supreme Court heard a challenge today to a controversial law that ended collective bargaining for most public employees. The High Court is being asked to review a decision from a Dane County judge who ruled last year that portions of the law that apply to teachers and local government workers are unconstitutional. Governor Scott Walker expects the state will prevail and Act 10 will remain in place.
Throughout all the times that this has been challenged up until now, each and every time we've had a victory in the courts.
A Waukesha County family is still rejoicing today after their daughter was found safe in Chicago over the weekend. Colin Bennett has the story.
Catherine Stahlbaum is back home. She'd been missing since Tuesday when she texted a friend saying she was planning on riding her bike to school. She never showed up. Friday night, she approached a cop in Chicago looking for help. Now investigators in the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department have to piece together how and why she ended up so far from home. But clues are few and far between.
It's important for the community to know that we are not looking for any other person or persons involved in this event at this time.
Inspector Eric Severson said that the investigation will continue. Meanwhile, the Stahlbaums can begin to get back to normal.
A Wisconsin Senate committee will decide tomorrow morning whether to recommend the legalizing of raw milk sales. The Senate's Rural Issues Panel is scheduled to take on a vote on the bill from West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman. The measure has attracted support from lawmakers of both parties, but the prospects of approval are far from certain. For one thing, tomorrow is the end of the full Senate's deliberation for the year, which means that the raw milk bill would most likely have to wait until January. Also, Republican Governor Scott Walker has said he wants to be sure that raw milk does not harm the state's multi-billion-dollar dairy industry. The bill's supporters say raw milk has its own health benefits and is totally safe. Opponents say it's a risk not to pasteurize milk, and even one disease outbreak would damage Wisconsin's reputation as America's dairy land. Nine skydivers who survived after their two planes collided in Superior are selling their video to try and save the company that provided the aircraft. Five of the skydivers had cameras on their helmets, which showed the dramatic collision on November 2nd. Skydiver Barry Sinex came up with the idea of selling the video to media outlets to try and raise $150,000 to keep the firm of Skydive Superior in business and to maintain their landing zone at Superior's airport. We're paying a few pennies less to fill up at the gas tanks today than a week and a year ago. AAA puts the average gas price at just over $3.15 a gallon statewide, a drop of 7 cents since last week. The price is down 24 cents in the last week. The cheapest prices are in southeast Wisconsin. Some stations in Kenosha selling at $2.99 a gallon. Your weather forecast, the snow has ended. We'll see skies clearing, but temperatures staying in the upper 20s, winds increasing as well. 17 for a low tonight and only 31 for a high tomorrow. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time, 1206.